Hey, yo, new phone, who this? It's the mad, chronically ill girl, bitch.
What's up, it's your girl, the mad, chronically ill girl. Who else would it be? And I'm angry today. Of course, I'm angry. I'm angry every day. I mean, let's get into it, ladies and gents, cats and kittens and everything else in between. So I straight disappeared on you guys. I know. I'm sorry for that. I really don't have any excuse, guys. Obviously, I have not been feeling well for quite some time. That's not a secret. I am here to let you guys know that I will try to keep putting out podcast episodes as much as I can, and I hope that you guys just stick with me here while I'm going through like a little bit of a troubling time, and I appreciate it. This is just a note to have everybody get vaccinated and boosted. It is the only way to deal with the current situation that we're in. If you haven't had your vaccinations yet, get your vaccination. If you're in need of a booster shot, what are you waiting on? You could go online and find this information out and figure out when is this going to work for you. Trust me, it is the best decision you'll ever make, okay? Great. So, I don't want to waste too much time because you guys have waited long enough as it is. So, let's get into it, okay? So, we have a little story about entitlement today. And what we're going to get into is the topic of this podcast today is no heroes. There are no heroes here. And in our story, we don't have any heroes to talk about today. All we have to talk about is the opposite of what is heroic these days. And I personally really flipped out when I heard this story. Let me share it with you. Let's get into it. I'm going to play an audio clip for you. Just
to stick to his guns.
David Ferguson is speaking out passionately on behalf of his son, DJ. He says the 31-year-old is fighting for his life at Brigham and Women's Hospital and in desperate need of a heart transplant.
His heart has now deteriorated so much to the point where it won't work on its own.
The family says he was at the front of the line to receive a transplant, but because he has not received his COVID-19 vaccination, he is no longer eligible according to the hospital policy. And Ferguson says his son refuses to get the shot.
It's kind of against his basic principles. He doesn't really believe in it.
Brigham and Women's released a statement saying, like many other transplant programs in the United States, the COVID-19 vaccine is one of several vaccines and lifestyle behaviors required for transplant candidates in the Mass General Brigham system in order to create both the best chance for a successful operation and also the patient's survival after transplantation.
Post any transplant, kidney, heart, whatever, your immune system is shut off.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan is head of medical ethics at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. He says being vaccinated is necessary for this type of procedure.
The flu could kill you. A cold could kill you. COVID could kill you. The organs are scarce. We're not going to distribute them to someone who has a very poor chance of living when others who are vaccinated have a much better chance post-surgery of surviving.
Currently, DJ is a patient here at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He's a father of two children with another child on the way. The family's not sure what they'll do at this time. They're thinking about transferring, but right now they say he's too weak to move. While the family says DJ has received great care from doctors and nurses at Brigham and Women's Hospital, they just don't agree with the heart transplant COVID vaccination policy.
It's his body. It's his choice.
In Boston, I'm Paul Burton.
Did you guys get that? Did you? The family of DJ Ferguson was told that he was ineligible for a heart transplant because of his refusal to get the COVID vaccine. He makes two claims. He says he isn't against vaccines per se. He's had his immunizations, but he's concerned with side effects from the vaccine and if it's going to make things worse. He has a condition called atrial fibrillation, which causes his heart to beat abnormally. He says he doesn't want this case to get worse, and he has to be in good condition to even have this surgery done, people. He claims he's not anti-vax. And again, like I said, he's had his immunizations, but he's concerned about the vaccine in his inflamed heart. However, with his risk, we know anyway that he's at a terrible risk of losing his life. So I'm not sure why the hesitation that he's having here. He's being treated at Milford Mass Regional Medical Center. And the Ferguson family is claiming that he is being denied a new heart for his refusal to get vaccinated against COVID-19. He's saying most transplant programs set the same standards. So he's not being asked to do something that's completely against the grain. No. Once you get an organ transplant, for those of my listeners who are living with this, I don't need to explain this to you. You live this life. However, for those of you who may not, you have to take medication. And these are drugs that will help your body not reject the organ that it doesn't know. I mean, your body is a very complex system, and you putting a heart in that it's not used to helping beat, it's going to say, wait, hold on, fam, what's this? You need medication for that. So for people to say, oh, well, you know, the side effects of the vaccine, are you kidding me? The amount of medication that this man is going to be on for a heart transplant through a condition, that is not his fault. I mean, you can't help that he has a heart condition. It states here in my notes that this person was born with this condition. However, this belief that he should be able to get this heart transplant without taking all the precautions. I mean, guys, this isn't about anti-vaccine, pro-vaccine. This isn't anti-booster shot, pro-booster shot. Hell, this ain't even about the whole pandemic, okay? This is about a person through circumstances they cannot control has a health condition. And modern science has come up with the cure for this condition, which is a transplant. Maybe not a cure, but a solution. Let's say a solution. And the solution is, okay, your heart doesn't work, we're going to put a new heart in there, okay? And this heart is going to be better than ever before. But in order for you to get this heart, you can't do these things here, and you have to do these things here. If you can abide by those conditions, you can get a heart. I have someone in my family who has a heart. She has a heart transplant. She got a heart from a donor. And every day, she's proud to be alive to take care of her daughter, okay? And the fact that we're sitting here talking about this person who refuses to even take the basic steps, guys, life is precious. If you think about it like this, you love the people that are in your life. You love these people. They are called your loved ones, okay? And when we lose a loved one to a terrible tragedy, like a car accident or a plane crash or whatever, a piece of us dies with them. I mean, it's such a cliche saying, but it's so true. A part of us dies with them. But some of those people that we love who are no longer with us, they've made the decision to make the ultimate gift to a stranger. And that gift is, I'm leaving you a part of myself. So a part of them can live on in someone else so that they can live out a wonderful life. The gift of organ donation is beautiful when you think of it. But it's not there to be abused. And certainly not people who are standing on principles. The whole point is to live. And that's not something that you take for granted. So why in the world would anyone put a heart in you, okay, and then decide, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything they told me to do. I'm just going to do what the hell I want to do. Screw the world. It don't work that way. You standing on your principles? No, you're standing on the people who are no longer with us who gave you that gift, and you're saying, hey, I still have a shot at life. They don't. They gave their heart to be put in someone else for good usage. They're not going to put a heart or any kind of organ into somebody who isn't going to do what they're supposed to do, because guess what? If he gets COVID, his immune system is already knocked out for the count, right? He won't be able to fight it off. Why would we put a brand new, well, slightly used tinker in someone who won't even do the bare minimum? This person that gave him the heart is giving him the ultimate gift, and he's turning it down on principle. What kind of principles is that? And even his avoidance or his decision to say, you know, I'm worried about adverse reactions, is a ludicrous position to be put in, especially when you are in need of a heart transplant. It's ludicrous. And why this has even been entertained this long, I don't even know. But he was removed from the transplant list, thankfully. As is some others. We have Chad Carswell, who's 38 years old. He suffers from kidney disease for 4 years. And in July 2020, he was started on dialysis. And now his kidney function is about 4%. He won't get a kidney transplant because he too is refusing the vaccine. He says, if I'm laying on my deathbed and they tell me you have a kidney waiting on you if you get the shot, I'll tell them I'll see you on the other side. Does that make sense? If you are so cavalier about life, then why not just be the same way about death? If you're so willing to throw it all away based on a principle, then what purpose was that principle? I mean, why even go to get anything? I mean, if it's just, oh, okay, well, I'll see you on the side, then why not simply accept the fact that kidneys and hearts and livers and lungs go out? That is what I'm having a hard time with, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm having a hard time with. And it's just really strange when you think about it, because I found another case of a man named Al Brown. Now, he contracted COVID and he thought his battle was over once he tested negative. However, days later, he started having sharp pains in his chest, his ankles and legs started swelling. And he had pretty bad fatigue, and he went to the hospital and found out that he was in heart failure from, guess what? Not the vaccine, but the disease COVID. And he needed a heart transplant. Thankfully, 12 days later, after being on the waiting list, he underwent transplant surgery. His new heart is beating in his chest, and he's moving on with his life. Because it was actually COVID and not the vaccine that was the biggest threat. And here's the thing, people have a bad idea at threat assessments. Okay, they are doing their research about COVID vaccines, but they're not doing their research on COVID. We're not talking about, hey, yeah, that vaccine, yeah, okay, it's a new vaccine, but what about what the disease will do to your body? You don't know that. Now, we could be relatively safe in saying that, you know, you're more than likely to be okay from the vaccine. But no one can say that about the actual bug, the actual disease, COVID-19 in itself, and it's very dangerous. And many people have reacted in some way. I know your cousin, brother, sister got COVID and he was fine. But you also know the stories about cousin, brother, sister died. So we got to get better at being able to talk about risk. And we have to be able to talk about a society of entitlement. Look, there are 100,000 people on wait lists for organ transplants, people. Mr. Ferguson, the man with the needs to heart, he's been in a hospital since Thanksgiving. organs are scarce and they should go to the people who have the best chance of surviving the procedure and surviving, or else that heart will go to waste. If Mr. Ferguson, if they just say, you know what, screw it, we're going to go back on our own rules and we're going to not vaccinate you against a disease that's causing a pandemic right now, put a new heart in your chest and you're going to be gone like new. If he catches COVID, he is SOL. And if you don't know what SOL is, go look it up. And I'm sure you do because you're smart people, because my listeners are great people. At this time, 63% of Americans are double jabbed and 40% have received the third booster dose. I'm sorry, their first booster dose for their third shot. So his family is still working to get him on a list or get him transferred. However, Mr. Ferguson is too weak to be transferred at this time. Again, people, the whole point is to live. No one is forcing you to be vaccinated. He's saying, oh, it's my body, my choice, my body, my choice. No, no one's forcing you to be vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated, you don't have to be vaccinated. But why are you coming to society, us? Because we're the one that provided that heart. We're the one that going to provide those kidneys, those lungs, that liver. That very society that you refuse to protect by getting a vaccine is the same society given back to you. So why do you deserve one of our hearts, our livers, our lungs, our kidneys, when you won't even do the bare minimum to protect the rest of us? You got to think of it like that. And I don't think these people are. They're thinking about what is good for them. So if you got principles, that's great. But you don't get to stand on those principles and think that the rest of the world should drop their principles. You feel me? Because if they say that you are to get vaccinated before you get a transplant, then that's just what you have to do. And if that's not what you want to do, then your body, your choice. There was also another young person I wanted to talk about before I let you guys go today. I'm not going to do too much of a long episode because I have to tell you guys, I'm not feeling the greatest. However, I wanted to talk quickly about a person named Narissa Regnier. I hope I'm saying that right. She actually died from COVID-19. She was a California mother of three. And after she was denied the vaccine because she has multiple sclerosis. And her doctors told her that the vaccine was a live virus, and or it included a live virus, which it does not. And anybody knows if you are, you know, immunosuppressed, that you shouldn't introduce live viruses into your body. So that's what they told her. That's what, and she begged, she asked for this vaccine several times. I believe it was 7 times in 6 months, or 6 times within 7 months. Not sure about that. But when they finally gave in and told her to get it, she went and she was ready for an appointment, but she told them she wasn't feeling good. They tested her, boom, found out she had COVID-19. And even then, when she was actually eligible because of her disease for the monoclonal antibody treatment, she was even denied that. And because she was denied that, this young lady died after. We've just got to get better at educating people on what COVID-19 is and what it can do. We've got to do a much better job at this because, folks, this pandemic is going to go away anytime soon. But if it is going to go away, it's going to go away with all our helps, all our help. And you standing on your principle isn't helping anybody. It's not even helping you. So I'm going to end it right there. I hate to keep it so short, but again, guys, I am looking at my bed right now and I just want to lay down in it. I'm not feeling the greatest at all, like I said, but I just wanted to talk to you guys. I haven't talked to you in so long. So glad I'm still here. I'm still producing content. Please support disabled content creators. Please support us. Show this podcast to your friends. If you have a friend that's disabled or chronically ill, or if you love somebody who is chronically ill, or if you just like hearing me talk, okay? Subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget, we're on Patreon, Twitter, and Facebook. So if you like to talk to me there, give me some of your opinions. Tell me why you're angry. Talk to me, people. I promise you, I'm here. And with that, I'm the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Thank you for listening, and tune in to the next episode and keep watching on Patreon on our social media accounts. We will let you know when that is, okay? And bye for now.